It is Tuesday morning at KK106.5, the Pride of the Valley. Greg Louganis is known as the greatest diver of all time. He is a four-time Olympic gold medalist, and in recent years is acknowledged as a leading LGBT activist and has taken his personal experiences and has become a sought-after life coach as well. He's been a friend of mine for quite a few years. Greg, welcome to the morning show.
Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. I saw a post on Facebook a few weeks ago where you were talking about taking a new direction in life, a new initiative for your own health, and in a way that can help a bunch of us as well. Tell me about that.
Well, it was interesting because, like, once COVID hit and the quarantine and all, you know, I did the usual, you know, streaming of Netflix and all that stuff, wasting a lot of time, just like everybody else. But, you know, I started thinking, okay, how can I get to the other side and be better for it? You know, how can I improve myself? So I went on this journey of investigation of diet, health, wellness. You know, I'm going more plant-based. Also self-discovery, you know, about relationships. And so it's been a fascinating journey, you know, and that's what my intent is, to be able to share that with others, as well as, you know, help people through their journey as well.
How do we plug into this? How do we become a part of it?
Well, I've been doing these Friday teas, Facebook Live tea with Grit with me on Fridays, and it's been such a blast. I mean, the people who show up, and I've been reviewing a lot of the books that I've been going through, like The Big Leap and Asking It Is Given, and sharing my experience with them. Oh, Byron Katie's Loving What Is, just to really kind of help people push through that path of discovery of themselves, really.
You've got a bunch of new projects coming up. There's a biopic in the works about you. Tell me about that.
We did Breaking the Surface, made for TV movie with Mario Lopez. But this is going to be a major feature film. And so it'll be a little bit more adult version of Breaking the Surface. And so I'm really excited about that, to get that out there. Some really incredible people that are kind of coming on board for that. So look for the announcements of that.
We're going to take a quick break and listen to a song. When we come back, it's the 40th anniversary of the government acknowledging the existence of HIV. You spoke about it recently on CBS This Morning, and I'd like to hear more of your opinion. Also, you're about to head to France for the Red Bull Cliff Diving Competition. We'll talk about that in just a moment. It's Greg Louganis with Ben Patrick Johnson, KK106.5, the Pride of the Valley. Tuesday morning at KK, I'm Ben Patrick Johnson with Greg Louganis. Thanks again for joining us this morning, Greg.
Great to be here.
It's the 40th anniversary of the government acknowledging the existence of HIV/AIDS. You spoke about it the other morning on CBS, and I'm curious, as an HIV/AIDS activist, what does this anniversary mean to you?
We've come so far. I mean, initially when I was first diagnosed, I mean, we thought of HIV/AIDS as a death sentence. So I was like planning my funeral, you know, pretty much. And here we are all these years later. You know, we lost so many people. The anniversary, what that means to me is acknowledging the people that we lost and remembering how far we've come, and also educating the populace, you know, because I just got a message from one of my fans saying that her son was just diagnosed seroconverted, and he's giving up. And, you know, HIV isn't what it used to be. You know, if you are early treatment and your viral load is undetectable, then you're non-transmittable. There is that education of help and also taking care of yourself, as well as finding the support that you need.
In addition to being an activist, you're also very active still in sports, and I understand you're about to leave the country and go to France for the Red Bull Cliff Diving Competition.
Yes, and I'm not diving off the cliffs. I do want to. I want to do a dive off the heights. But initially, when I was first working with Red Bull Cliff Diving, I was one of the judges. And then because we lost our sports director a few years back, so they reached out to me and asked me if I would be interested in being the sports director. And so I stepped into that role, and it's been a blast. It's so great to be with the kids and see their growth and development, and being on hand to be able to, you know, talk them through a lot of the mindset type stuff that they're working through. It's great to be with them. It's a great energy, and I love being a part of it.
Greg, before we go, I want to thank you for something. In 2011, the Gay Men's Chorus of Los Angeles put on this musical of It Gets Better, and the Los Angeles premiere was happening, and I was supposed to host it with Leanne Rimes, and she called in sick, and at the last minute, you stepped in, and you co-hosted with me, and you did such an exemplary job. I remember standing on the stage, looking across at you, speaking, and thinking, that's what I want to be when I grow up. And as an activist, you've really set a great tone, and you've been a mentor to me, whether you're aware of it or not. I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for that.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I mean, because like a lot of people say, you know, that I'm an activist. I've gotten this name as an activist. I'm like, no, I'm just sharing who I am. And that's so key that we be honest with ourselves so we can be honest with other people. And, you know, you have nothing to hide. You know, you can be authentic. And that's what authenticity is all about. And it's so wonderful always to be with you.
Well, it's a pleasure for me as well. You keep doing what you do. And thank you for taking time to be with us this morning. We'll be looking for you on Facebook Live. Where else can we find you?
Follow me at my website, gregluganis.com or luganis.com.
I hope we get to speak with you soon. It's always a pleasure. It's Greg Louganis on KK 106.5, the Pride of the Valley.